Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patup on the guitar, Arian on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listeners, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
In Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote from B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on 25th of June 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, and dubbed the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology, both domestically and globally. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Of Indonesia. Today's sound.
And still talking about Indonesia and our programs related to the food itself, and specifically about national food self-sufficiency. So our Minister of Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, said that he was optimistic that the goal for food self-sufficiency will be achieved soon through multi-party collaboration. And the minister affirmed that his ministry is fully committed to ensuring the success of these efforts. And he said that the ministry's efforts towards this goal include mandating a minimum of village fund allocation of nearly $972 million for the food security program. And recently, listener, as quoted from mandarinish.com, Minister Susanto, as well as Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan, kicked off an event which is going to be symbolizing a food self-sufficiency in the country. And then in the meantime, listener, the Coordinating Minister Zulkifli Hasan observed a lot of things related to how the rice is purchased by from the local farmers, and they wanted that the food is not only available, but the ones creating those foods are also have a good welfare. And the government recently set the price of paddy rice is around $0.40 per kilogram. So if you want to know more about the food self-sufficiency program in the country, we're not talking about how many food that we have in the country, but we also think about the welfare of the local farmers as well.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The song is about loving someone. It's just another love song coming from our country. But this time I would like to remind you something that is very important in nowadays situation in which a lot of people are easily offended by other people, especially on the internet. Maybe you need to remind yourself that there is a saying out there that we need to love your neighbor as yourself. So if you love yourself, you got to make sure that you treat other people just like how you want to be treated. And talking about friends and also neighbors, Indonesia keeps very strong ties with our neighbors. One of them is Timor Leste. Recently, our Foreign Minister Sugiono received a visit from the Timor Leste Foreign Minister Bendito dos Santos Freitas, and the two of them discussed ways to strengthen the cooperation between the two countries and make sure that the partnership provides concrete benefits. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, in a statement released on Monday, our Minister Sugiono said that the government wants to ensure that the cooperation between the two countries will provide benefits for the people of the two nations. And besides that, listener, a number of cooperation topics were discussed during the meeting, including strengthening economic partnership, resolving border issues, and supporting Timor-Leste's full membership in ASEAN. And the Foreign Minister Sugiono also praised the cooperation between the two countries in the economic sector, which has continued to grow.
Kau lah dewiku, wajahmu
Voice of Indonesia.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
listener, kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kalintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremonies, jams, and even musical performance. According to the history, kalintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, kalintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, kalintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kalintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kalintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kalintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Wenang, and Kakinik. In the development, kalintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kalintang, let's listen to kalintang rhythm.
Thank you. consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaeta melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inatawen melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given closed paths, like gamelan path. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs to stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening. Thank you. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Keroncong song entitled Kuta Bisa by Keroncong Atta. The song, which in English means I Can't, was composed by Bimo Setiawan Al-Mahzuni, or better known as Bim Bim. It was popularized by the great band in Indonesia, Slank, and it's released in 2004. The song tells the story of someone who wants to end a love relationship with his partner due to various problems and emotions. However, he can't, because he can't stay away from the person he loves. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Keroncong version of Ku Tak Bisa by Keroncong Atta. Enjoy!
Now here is the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto led a limited meeting with several ministers of the Red and White Cabinet in Merdeka Palace Jakarta on Monday. And during this meeting, it was decided that the government would establish the Merah Putih or Red and White Village Cooperatives. The detail by Ranov.
Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs Zulkifli Hasan stated that the Indonesia government will establish Red and White Village Cooperative, also known as Kopdes Merah Putih. Zulkifli explained that this cooperative will serve as a center for village economy activities, including storage and distribution of agricultural products.
Dibentuknya kooperasi.
The Red and White Village Cooperative will be established in 70,000 villages. This means that each village will have an economic activity center and a place to store and distribute agricultural products.
Pusat kegiatan ekonomi dan menampung hasil-hasil pertanian di desa itu.
Zulkifli also stated that the government will optimize the existing village fund to support the financing of this program. The government hopes this initiative will strengthen village economies, improve food distribution efficiency, and enhance the welfare of rural communities.
The bankruptcy curator team of one of the largest textile companies in Indonesia, Sritex, ensured that the company employees could return to work after the company's closure on March the 1st. At a press conference hosted by Indonesian Presidential Secretariat in Jakarta on Monday, the Sritex curator Nurma Sadikin said the team has opted to lease the textile producing assets to investors to keep the assets values and hinted the employees could return to work after 2 weeks.
Kami juga sudah berkomunikasi dan sudah ada juga yang investor yang
we have also communicated and investors have already contacted the curator. We are in the communication process where the curator will decide which investors will lease the Sritex assets within the next 2 weeks. This will upset the workforce and employees laid off can be rehired later by the new
karyawan yang telah terkena PHK dapat di-hire kembali kemudian oleh penyewa yang baru.
At a press conference, Indonesian Ministry of Manpower Yasiali appreciated the move, saying it could bring peace of mind to the workers. He said that his ministry oversees the rights of Sritex workers, including their rights to severance pay and other rights, to ensure they are fulfilled. Established in 1966, Sritex, which is based in south of central Java city of Surakarta, was known in past years for producing military and police uniforms, including for the member countries of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. As of its closure due to bankruptcy, Sritex has over 10,000 employees in its 4 subsidiaries. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Semua takkan musnah, terlanjur abadi. Semua yang telah lalu takkan menggontai pilu. Semua tak terlupa, telah terukir nyata. Takkan pernah tergumam untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya bila harus meninggalkanmu selalu. Takkan pernah terkumam untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya bila harus meninggalkanmu selalu. Selagi bumi tak senada irmamu seraya sinar. meninggalkanmu selalu, selalu. Selagi merindu.